This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout out goes out, as always, to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, our U.S. Coast Guard, and those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. Let's not forget everybody working on the Third Watch, whatever you're doing, however you're doing it. Thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter the same way. And we're also on Twitter at Captain's America. And don't forget, you can check out our website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. All right, joining us right now from the frozen tundra up in the panhandle of Florida by Pensacola, we've got Frank Salvato from the UndergroundUSA.com website. Good morning, Mr. Frank.
Mr. Captain.
It's not really freezing up there, is it?
No, we're a lot warmer than we were last time we talked.
Oh, yeah.
It's a little wet.
Yeah, I got 67 here right now, so I know up there in Alabama, ways up the road there, you've got a bunch of ice and whatnot. Plus, you had some tornadoes touch down up there tonight north of Montgomery up towards following I-85. But anyway, let's say the pledge. You ready?
You got it.
I pledge allegiance,
to
the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, we got to talk about the Ukraine. We got to talk about our troops that have been sent, some 3,000. These are not frontline combat troops that are going over there. That's not what they're going over there for. We do have some specialized people that are going over there. For example, I was looking at the patches on the first unit that was climbing on board the big C-5A Galaxy, and they were Army Corps of Engineer guys. So that makes perfect sense as to what they have to do.
Yeah, we're not going to be doing anything over there. If Putin wants to go in, he's going to go in. You know, he's already made that decision, so we'll see what happens when it happens.
Mm-hmm.
But this is an exercise to wag the dog, as far as the Biden administration is concerned. They got midterms coming up,
mm-hmm.
with nothing to show for it,
mm-hmm.
and they have to. You know, this is yesterday when they made the hit on the ISIS guy.
Yep.
Over in Syria, that was another thing. They're reaching for anything to call an accomplishment so they can start running on that for November.
Mm-hmm. You're right.
If anybody thinks that the 3,000 troops, and God bless them, because they're going into action, I'm not saying anything bad about the troops at all.
Nope.
But anybody who thinks that the Biden White House is making a concerted effort to stop Russia from going into Ukraine is smoking dope.
Yep. Unfortunately, that's absolutely true. And we'll just have to wait and see what happens. Hopefully nothing, because I do not believe that this country is ready for another war of any sort or kind. Now, if we're attacked, that's a different story. But That's the only exception that I can see.
Yeah, and right now, I mean, this is a very precarious time. You know, Putin sees that the United States is incredibly weak, and that's why he's doing what he's doing. But China also sees that the United States is incredibly weak.
Oh, yeah.
And when Putin goes into the Ukraine, when he pulls that trigger, if I'm in Taiwan, I'm really nervous.
Yep. Yep. And there's plenty of reason to be nervous over there. Let's see.
Yeah.
Here.
I mean, this is the canary in the coal mine over in Ukraine. Mm-hmm. If the Biden administration does nothing in response to Putin going into the Ukraine, I mean, chances are what? 75-80% that China just says it's time for Taiwan.
Yep. All right. Hold that thought. We're going to go to the phone line real quick. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, this is Laredo, truck driver at Georgia.
Yes, sir.
The whole thing with Ukraine and all that is going to determine exactly what China wants. Because Biden ain't going to do a damn thing China don't want. He's going to do everything they do want. Mm-hmm. So whatever China says is exactly what he's going to go with.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, I mean, that's just my full opinion on that completely, because he is sold out to him, has been for 20-something years, ain't nobody been wanting to pay no attention to it, except for you and a handful of others, that he is sold out to China.
Mm-hmm. You're right. You're absolutely right.
Y'all have a good day, and God bless you, brother.
Amen there, Laredo. You be careful up there trucking around. Okay, he's right.
Oh, the Bidens personally are into China for $31 million.
Yep.
You know, that's just personally. That has nothing to do with the deals that they've made with China for other entities that they get money from. That's just directly on the hook for $31 million.
Mm-hmm.
And everything that China has said, and not asked, said, since the Biden administration has been in office, they've gotten.
Yep.
And the level of disrespect that the United States got in Alaska right off the bat, with the Chinese envoy saying, we don't even see you as a superpower anymore.
Mm-hmm.
That wrote the music for 4 years right then.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I mean, if they've told Biden to stand down, we're seeing the repercussions for that. But if I'm in Taiwan, I'm worried.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, you're coming right back with more with Frank Silvato from the UndergroundUSA.com website. Go over there and check it out. See what it is that he does. In the meantime, we'll be back.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
The Professor of Politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
You betcha. Well, you know, folks, hardly a week goes by when I don't get a call from Sean at Moss Nissan asking me to come up and meet one of my listeners that just showed up to buy a new Nissan or maybe even a certified pre-owned. Now, it's amazing how they get customers from the Panhandle up where Frank's at, South Georgia, all over Florida, Tampa Bay, up and down the East Coast, up and down the Upper Midwest, and as far west as Phoenix, Arizona, and you heard me right. Now, Moss Nissan just cannot be beat when it comes to pricing, customer service, and oh, by the way, let's not forget that they also started out with Moss Care that gives you many miles of carefree motoring, including free oil changes and tire rotations for the life of your vehicle, whether it's a new or a certified pre-owned one. Now, you can't beat the selection at Moss. They've got several hundred new and pre-owned vehicles, all the colors and accessories that you might be able to dream of right now available. Want to trade in? Got them. You got a vehicle to trade in? Guess what? Your vehicle is probably worth more money than you thought it was if it's in good shape because right now, certified pre-owned vehicles are bringing in as much as 37% more than the Kelly book value. Now, Moss Nissan is the exclusive home of the You Serve, You Save program, where active military veterans, first responders, and church pastors all get a great deal offered to them. Don't forget, Nissan locations in Crystal River, the flagship store in Newport Richey, plus Nissan and Acura on Florida Avenue in Tampa, and coming soon to Brooksville on State Route 50. Now, they're online at Moss, MAUSNissan.com, Moss, MAUSNissan.com. And remember, their motto is Moss Nissan, whatever it takes to be the best in the nation. And it's only a 40-minute drive from Tampa up to Newport Richey. Save thousands on your car purchase up there. All right, Frank Salvato from the UndergroundUSA.com website is back with us. Hello, Mr. Frank.
Mr. Captain.
Now, we need to talk a little bit more about the Biden extravaganza, the Biden family. Thanks to the Ukraine and that region where they got into a bunch of deals and a lot of money was floating back and forth, the final tally wound up being $8.5 billion in money that went through the hands of the Biden family. Where it went after that, don't know.
You know, if you invested into a company that says that they were going to make product A, and you were excited about it, and you funneled $8 plus billion to that company, and then they turned around and decided to make product B instead, you'd be looking for a lawyer. What the Ukraine did with the Bidens, they invested into the Bidens because they thought that they had a friend in American politics that was going to watch their back. And now you see what that kind of investment got the Ukraine. So you've got to look at the Biden family as really just a bunch of grifters on the international stage. And Ukraine is finding that out the hard way.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think that's what we got there. I think it's exactly what we got. All right. Now, although a majority of Americans are against forcing public school students to get the COVID-19 vaccine, nearly two-thirds of Democrats want to make sure that the vaccine is mandatory. And last night, the legislation once again came out in Virginia to make it mandatory for the face masks and the vaccines and all the stuff that the governor said, no, we're not going to do that anymore. The Democrats turned around and tried to legislate it back in. We'll see what happens.
Well, that's going to get vetoed, and the AG is not for it. So I just don't see that going anywhere in Virginia. To the larger point, you've got Dr. Robert Malone, who is the chief architect behind the mRNA vaccine technology, who is vehemently anti-COVID vaccine, especially for children, given the fact that children are the least affected by COVID or any of its variants. He's got a newsletter that goes out daily, and he screams that every single day and on every program that he's on. When the person who created the vaccine technology is telling you it's dangerous for kids and dangerous for adults as well, you've got to listen to him. The fact that the FDA has taken away access to monoclonal antibody therapies, which was, they were working like you couldn't believe. It's the reason Florida's numbers were down, and we saw it working so well, and we could open up and not have a problem. When you see the FDA ignoring the architect of the very vaccine technology that they're pushing and making sure that you don't have access to something that's got a proven track record clinically in one of the biggest data sets that could have ever been collected, you've got to believe something is dramatically wrong. Mm-hmm. The fact that we are trying to get our children to take these vaccines, this is Mengele stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It alters your DNA. There is proof, clinical proof, coming out of the medical field around the world that says it alters your DNA. Why in God's name would you put something like that into your body, especially when we're seeing it doesn't work? It's stunning to me that the FDA, after not putting these vaccines through a proper vetting process, and sometimes that can take decades, when people want to use the argument about, well, we have a smallpox vaccine, well, we've got this vaccine and that with polio, decades of research into these things. We shoved this through in 8 months. And they're telling us it's okay, yet the pharmaceutical companies that make it are indemnified.
Well, they just
there's something wrong here.
They just approved, I think, a week ago. They just approved the, or maybe it was this week. They just approved the Moderna vaccine, and I believe the week or two before that, it was probably the Pfizer vaccine.
And on the same day that they approved the Moderna vaccine, they pull all the data off the FDA website about the Moderna vaccine and what the data they used to approve it. Why? If you're so confident, why don't you let the data out?
Well, by the
why
way,
are you trying to hide it for 75 years? And you
yeah, I was going to say that's 75 years. Yeah, 75 years, right?
If people don't realize that something stinks here, I don't know what to say anymore.
Well, here's
this
something.
This is ridiculous.
Here's something you can say. Are you surprised that the ratings numbers now show that the Democrats are ditching CNN and MSNBC to turn on Fox and watch Tucker Carlson?
Well, when you've got to remember, there's a difference between progressives and Democrats.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, well, we've been saying this for almost 20 years now.
Mm-hmm.
Democrats are the far, or progressives are the far left mm-hmm. of the Democrat Party.
Mm-hmm.
And for almost a decade, we've had the opportunity to push a wedge between progressives and Democrats, and Republicans haven't done it.
Mm-hmm.
People like Mitch McConnell have not forced that separation. They've just gone along to get along inside the Beltway, trying to make things kumbaya with everybody.
Mm-hmm.
You can't do that. Progressives are by definition fascists of the Wilsonian era, and they want to destroy the Democrat Party. Kyrsten Sinema, who's getting censured in her own state, is a Democrat.
Mm-hmm.
Joe Manchin is a Democrat.
Mm-hmm.
There are a bunch of Democrats in there. The majority of the Democrat Party are still Democrats. But the driving force behind the Democrat Party are the fascist progressives.
Mm-hmm.
And they're whittling away at it. So the Democrats, yeah, they want to stay in the center to center left. They don't want to go off the cliff with the fascist progressives.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why they're starting to listen to what the other side's having to say, because you know what? Tucker Carlson's getting proven right every time he goes on the air.
Yeah, that's true. And he does a lot of research.
You know, so instead of Brian Stetzer, or whatever that idiot's name is,
Stetler,
and Rachel Maddow, who's even abandoning her own channel,
mm-hmm.
they're listening to somebody who's backing up what they say.
Mm-hmm. All right. Okay, you stick around for another segment?
You bet.
All right, hold on. Okay, folks, we're coming back with Frank Silvato, undergroundusa.com. Don't go anywhere. And I'm going to let Kathy take us to break. Go ahead, Kathy.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Already having some of the toughest gun laws in America, President Biden plans to attack the violence in many large cities by increasing gun laws.
Hey, the gun violence is a sea fed by many rivers. Well, I put forward a plan to dam up some of those streams.
The president and his attorney general met with New York State and city leaders Thursday to discuss the issue of record-breaking street violence.
A large winter storm that has forced schools to close, knocked out power, and massively disrupted road and air travel will continue to hit the central, eastern, and southern United States over the next few days. A Republican National Committee panel moved a resolution forward on Thursday to censure Representatives Liz Cheney from Wyoming and Adam Kinzinger of Illinois for their roles with the mostly partisan January 6th committee. The 168 members will vote on it today in Salt Lake City. USA Radio News.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. ParanormalDate.com. And use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce, heard by over 2 million people coast to coast and around the world every night. Captain, let's do it.
All righty, let's do it is right. And before I get back to Frank Salvato and our caller on the line, this portion of the program is brought to you by Relief Factor. Now, Relief Factor is part of an integrated health plan that helps my body reduce inflammation and the pain and the swelling that I have in my left leg and ankle, as well as the arthritis when it gets cold in my right shoulder and my left wrist. Now, that's because of what's in it. It's an all-natural product with turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, which helps you lower or eliminate pain by going straight to the source. Best yet, it's 100% drug-free. It also has a botanical and fish oil product in it that helps you get the key enzymes and proteins that your body needs to help you with the healing process. Now, it only costs $19.95 for the three-week quick start. You can get that by going to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain, and try the $19.95 three-week quick start. After all you got to lose is pain. All right, back to Frank Salvato, undergroundusa.com. Good morning, Frank.
Mr. Captain.
All right, we have Mel from Saratoga Springs on the telephone line, so we're going to go over there. Okay, Mel, what's on your mind?
Yes, good morning, Captain. Good morning, Frank. Captain, as I was asking you about when you were busy hauling, doing your trucking, you had to be bonded through a bonding insurance agency.
Right.
Same thing with the school districts. They have their bond, and there's a way that that the parents can get around this mask mandate through these by the school districts is by filing a claim against their bonding. And once their bonding is filed against, because that's all correct, they have to turn that whoever's carrying them, whoever's insuring them as far as the bonding is concerned, the school districts have to turn that over. And from then, you contact that bonding company, let them know that, you want to get the code, what the numbers are, this and that and the other, and make a file against their bonding.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what, then they'll see that there's a claim being made to be sued, and they'll say, well, you know, we can't have this, and blah, 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 as far as these kids being tortured like this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they'll go back to the school district and say, listen, this is going to have to stop because, yeah, but anyway, you get the idea.
Yeah,
I'm going to call you back the next time with the web address, with the website.
All right.
It'll instruct you how to go about filing the claim.
Okay, Frank and I are going to talk about that right now, so thank you.
Yes.
All right, Frank, first of all, thank God we're in Florida.
Yeah, we're not having this kind of a statewide issue because we've got a governor that actually has a set.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so thank God for Ron DeSantis.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, Mel's right. You have to take every avenue here, and the way that Democrats sit up and, I'm gonna change my verbiage here, my nomenclature.
Mm-hmm.
The way that fascist progressives sit up and take notice of something that is affecting them is through lawsuits.
Right.
You know, that's all they believe in is litigating everything. That's, you know, and then they try to figure out how to get around the judge's order.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to end up going all the way to the Supreme Court. You know, that's always a coin toss. But you've got to take every avenue that you can against these people. Now, this situation in Virginia where the Fairfax superintendent is saying, I don't care about the governor's executive order. We're going to mask the kids anyway. You know, Governor Youngkin has to do something dramatic.
He's going to.
If he has to call a state of emergency for the educational sphere,
mm-hmm.
in Virginia and remove the superintendent,
mm-hmm.
because she is violating an executive order coming out of the governor's mansion, then he should do it.
Mm-hmm. Remember,
the lack of respect for the law by the far left is stunning today.
Mm-hmm.
They just do whatever they want to do, and they don't care about it.
Mm-hmm.
So this superintendent out there needs to be made an example of nationally,
mm-hmm.
and because the lawlessness has to come to an end.
Do you remember the supervisor of elections in Broward County and Palm Beach County and what happened to them when Governor Rick Scott said, that's it, we've had it. You've been doing it wrong. We've got all these violations. We're replacing you.
Yeah, and it needs to happen.
Yeah.
You know, if I'm not mistaken, that same ground was fertile for the stealing of an election by one Nikki Fried.
That's correct. Mm-hmm.
You know, that's correct. So this is another example of someone who doesn't mind skirting the law and benefiting from it with a D behind her name.
Mm-hmm.
It's got to stop. The lawlessness has to stop. John Adams said it correctly in the very beginning. We need to be a nation of laws, not a nation of men.
Mm-hmm.
When you start morally relativizing everything and bending the rules of just operating by my own truth, you know, law takes a back seat. And that's when chaos and nefarious forces come in to reign the day. So
mm-hmm.
it's got to stop.
Now, Senator Josh Hawley from Missouri yesterday, a Republican, reminded people that it was then-Senator Joe Biden who in the past tried to block qualified black judicial nominees that were nominated by Republicans, including an eventual Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas. It was also Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, who, of course, is from New York, who inadvertently handled his political opposition a gift earlier during a speech that he gave on the Senate floor, in which he talked about the supposed necessity of having a diverse Supreme Court. And as you well know, he talked about, well, there's been no black justices since 1881 or something like that. He forgot all about one very important black justice.
Yeah, Thurgood Marshall.
That's right.
You know, I mean, so this is, do people make slips of the tongue? Yes, but you don't build an entire speech around that point. You know, you don't build an entire speech around the point that is just so obviously and glaringly wrong.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, when you look at Schumer, you got to wonder what he knows and what he doesn't know when it comes to history.
Mm-hmm.
And if his staffers are reading these speeches and not understanding that, that there was a black Supreme Court justice before Clarence Thomas,
then we are
in deep trouble, because we've got leaders that just don't know history.
Mm-hmm.
And when you don't know history, you're doomed to repeat all the bad aspects of history.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, maybe that's just the case, you know, because we are making the same mistakes over and over and over.
Unless you
listen to the mainstream, media when they said Barack Obama was the next coming.
Mm-hmm.
We got 8 years of socialism.
Mm-hmm.
We believe the mainstream media when Joe Biden says he was going to reunite the country because we needed a uniter,
mm-hmm.
and we're more divided than ever. We don't learn from the lessons we need to learn from history, even recent history.
Mm-hmm. By the way, Joe Biden did a complete 180 yesterday. I love this. He praised Mayor Eric Adams in New York City for his anti-crime plan and unveiled his new gun crackdown by saying that we are not about defunding the police. Wow. Wow.
Yeah, this is either cognitive decline or was manufactured.
I bet that wasn't on his speech.
No, I'm sure it wasn't on his speech,
mm-hmm.
and he almost let the cat out of the bag with the gun information grab that they're trying to execute here.
Yep.
And it's happening at the same time that California is passing a law that says the school districts have the right to ask parents if they're gun owners.
Yep.
Before their kids can get into school.
Mm-hmm.
So if you don't see a coordinated effort to find out who's got weapons in the United States by the federal government and the state governments from blue states, open your eyes, man. They want to know where the guns are. Now, coming and getting them is a different story.
Mm-hmm.
But when you amass a database on gun mm-hmm. owners, give me the reason why they need to know this.
Mm-hmm. And we're going to end our discussion with this for the week. Oil hit $90 a barrel, both Brent crude and our West Texas crude. $90 plus a barrel, a 7-year high. We're going to hit the $100 mark. That's what Iran wants. All we got to do, if you want to get the price back down, is Keystone Pipeline and drill, baby, drill.
And you're going to need to do that because the Biden administration is teeing us up
mm-hmm.
for Iran and Russia to start saying, well, you know, we're going to start using this leverage as a bargaining chip to get what we want. And then mm-hmm. all of a sudden, and Matt, I know you remember this, we're back in 1976 with gas lines
Do
and
I?
Gas stations with no gas.
Do I? All right, Frank, have yourself a great weekend. Stay warm. It's going to be a great weekend, I think. I hope, anyway. So I'll see you on Monday.
Say hello, my friend.
All right, Frank Silvato, UndergroundUSA.com, and we're coming back with Patrick Hyland, the Sports Zone quarterback. So don't go anywhere. We'll be back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural,
You must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
All righty, and welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. This episode, this edition coming up right now, this segment is going to be with Patrick Hyland, our Sports Zone quarterback. And this is what Patrick Hyland does during the week.
Hey, everybody, it's the Captain, and I'm here with the Medicare coach, Patrick Hyland. And he can certainly help out our civilians and vets. Patrick, it's Medicare time again.
Yes, sir, Captain. This year I can get you back $148.50 back into your checking account from the Medicare Department. Give me a call, 813-966-1052. That's Patrick Hyland, 813-966-1052.
Remember, that's my friend Patrick Hyland, the Medicare coach, 813-966-1052, 813-966-1052.
All righty, and don't forget, you might be able to find him on a Tuesday at Mission Barbecue in West Waters. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, sir. How are you today?
Not bad. Hey, listen, I hear you're going to pack up and move to Miami because Tom Brady said it that way.
That's where Giselle likes to live, so I guess he's going to head down there and hang out. But, you know, maybe he'll still do some things here in the Tampa Bay area, right, Captain?
Right.
So we shall see. But, no, good morning to everybody out there and all our truckers hustling and moving things forward. Greatly appreciated. And our military, thank you. Freedom isn't free. Appreciate you guys and gals also. Big news, Jacksonville Jaguars hired Doug Peterson,
yeah,
the new head coach.
He was with the Eagles, right?
Super Bowl, beat Tom Brady. Yep. Matter of fact, and the New England Patriots in that Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. That was one heck of a Super Bowl, by the way. Mm-hmm. That was a good, exciting football game. And went back and forth. I like him as a coach. Hopefully he can turn the Jaguar franchise around up there after the Urban Meyer debacle. Hopefully things will get better up there for them. And looking forward to seeing what he can do. And he can maybe work with his kid, Trevor Lawrence. You know, he was a former NFL quarterback, so he knows the position. He knows what it takes. He got Nick Foles ready for the playoff run and the Super Bowl run after Carson Wentz went down with the Philadelphia Eagles. So I think he'll be a good mentor for the young man. I sure hope so. Mm-hmm. Like to see that organization do well. So it's important. Now, there's some rumors out there, Captain, that Aaron Rodgers might try to look at going to the Tennessee Titans. That would be a surprising move.
Yeah.
What happened with Ryan Tannehill, mm-hmm. former Dolphin quarterback, but that could, I for sure think he's going to Denver. As long as him and the offensive coordinator mm-hmm. from Green Bay, that's the new head coach, got along, that seems like a natural fit for me because I think they're in a good position to compete too for the Super Bowl. But obviously the Titans were in the playoffs last year and they just, that week off I think hurt them, didn't help them. So that's what happened in that situation. So
who was the quarterback that would have come to Tampa had Tom Brady not been signed?
That's a good question.
He played with the San Francisco 49ers in a Super Bowl.
Even Jerry Garoppolo would have came here, Captain, I should
say. Yep. Yeah, there's. Yeah. I've been hearing that that talk is firing up again.
Well, he's going to be a free agent. Obviously, they're looking to trade him or let him go. So we'll see what happens with him. I mean, he's serviceable. He wins games. So it'll be interesting to see what happens with him. Olympics start up this week, Captain. So, all the Winter Olympic fans out there.
I can tell you who won't be watching it.
And that is?
Me.
And may I ask why, sir?
I have no ambition at all to watch the Olympics, given the circumstances that are being presented right now. Not but even 5 seconds worth.
Okay. Have you already talked about it on the show, Captain?
Yep.
Okay. Well,
yep. Mm-hmm.
Yep. Just give me a quick highlight of your rationale, please.
I don't want to do anything to support or do anything to help China, and I certainly am not going to turn on the television to watch a broadcast coming from there because you got to remember we're getting everything on tape from them. They're giving us all the information. So there's going to be a twist to it, if you will. Everything that comes out of there, it's not going to be just straight reporting or straight video. Watch and see.
Okay, yeah, I'm going to have to watch a little bit more intently now. I appreciate the thoughts. I hate to feel that way and think that way, but I understand your position, and I'm definitely going to keep an eye out for it now.
Mm-hmm. Now, will I see it secondhand on some other news channel? Probably, but I won't see it because I'm watching it.
I understand your point. Sure, mm-hmm. sure. The Vikings getting back to football a little bit. They should look at maybe getting Harbaugh for Michigan. I think the guy still could be a good football NFL head coach. So he did a good job at Michigan this year. Looked like they were going to fire him, and then boom, it all seemed to happen. Well. Speaking about Miami and the mm-hmm. former head coach, Mr. Flores, mm-hmm. John Elway's not too happy. He says, "Hey, I hired African American head coaches, and I would have given this guy a shot too." There's no need for him to respond the way he's responding. Matter of fact, he's still in a finalist for the Houston Texans head coaching vacancy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like to hear these stories and these things happen. I know you don't either, Captain. We need to unite instead of diversify and always look to...
Well, what got leaked out about what happened up there with the New York Giants and whatnot, what got leaked out up there was really a shame. I mean, we know what goes on. We know people try to go behind people's backs and all that sort of stuff, but it was just a shame to actually know that here they are doing it again.
Yeah, I mean, hey, it's a win now, League Captain. I mean, you know, these billionaires, they want to win. They want a Super Bowl ring. I mean, there's a short leash on all head coaches. I mean, we had, nine vacancies out of 32 here within the last 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. It's just the way of the world and the way of the NFL now, and that people need to realize that. But we'll see. I thought for sure Harbaugh was going to go to Miami. He still could. But I don't know what's going to happen in reference to the rest of the NFL. Looking forward to NASCAR at Daytona. Coming up here will be fun to watch. I think it's going to be a fun NASCAR season with Dale Earnhardt Jr. being one of the sports analysts for the sport. So that's going to be good. Golf is up and kicking now.
They're going to be running around the Los Angeles Coliseum with the cars.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. It's going to be cool. And then also, you have hockey right now. It's on a little bit of a hiatus. It's All-Star Weekend, Captain. So, and it's also Pro Bowl weekend. So it's pretty much up to date in the world of sports, Captain. And always like coming on the show and talking with you about it. And also, it's funny how sports does intermingle with the real world. So,
well, we'll find out more Sunday when you're on with the Sports Zone, which can be heard on my flagship station here from 11 to 12. So go to the Facebook page. You'll see some postings over there for the Sports Zone. Follow the page. Become a friend, a fan, whatever you want to call it, and then follow the show.
Thanks for that, Captain. I appreciate it. God bless you, and I look forward to seeing you real soon, sir. Thank you so much.
You bet. Thanks, Patrick. Okay, Patrick Hyland, everybody, the Sports Zone quarterback, and, of course, he's an all-around good guy. He happens to be my my agent, my insurance agent, so he can help you out there. I will tell you that right now. All right, now I got a story coming in here. Let's see what this is. So let me see what this is. A big fancy news story. Okay. Somebody sent me the video of Nancy Pelosi telling the Olympic athletes to be nice to China and not to do anything to get themselves into trouble because they might not be able to be helped. They are in a foreign land and all that sort of stuff. And I get it. I think she's right. And don't forget, the South Dakota governor yesterday signed a bill, and she believes it's a good bill, banning men, biological men, from competing in women's sports. And she said that they put the bill together, they researched it, they checked the laws, this, that, and the other, and all that stuff. And they believe that it will stand up. That's Governor Kristi Noem up there in South Dakota. And kudos to her for doing that. That took a lot of gumption. All right. I will be back tonight with the weekend show. And for those of you who want to hear the podcast, it'll be up in a little bit. You'll be able to find it. You can always find it at our flagship station. But in the meantime, I'll see you tonight. God bless America.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.